Yeah, so the weather, Ramishkiana, the voice of a Somali. And what we want to do today is to go over a quick, not a quick, it's like an hour long. It's from Punchline Africa TV. And I think their whole idea was to debate on Somalia. I think the title says the time to build stronger relations is now. So I looked at the panel and there wasn't one Somali. So I thought, okay, maybe let me invite myself and to somehow give the Somali view or the Somali reaction or the Somali thought into this so-called diplomatic leaks, Somalia, the time to build stronger relations is now video. So let's get straight to the video and. And let's see what it's all about.
Must be our goal and our guide. And all that we strive for as a human family, dignity and hope, progress and prosperity, depends on peace. But peace depends on us.
In the last 6 to 7 months, the war in Somalia has changed the goalposts. The government.
So I think the video goes straight to a professor who I believe he's Kenyan, but I'm not really sure. So he wants to give a quick introduction video and. Let's see what he says.
The government of Somalia seemed to have changed its modus operandi. Instead of supporting AMISOM and supporting the efforts of the other agencies and other countries that have gone in Somalia to support them, to help the pacification of Somalia, the return of Somalia to the world order, the government in Mogadishu has instead initiated a move towards fighting the same governments that went to Somalia to help them.
Right, from the get-go, the professor highlights that the Somali government is apparently fighting the same people that brought them into the government. Now, what the professor needs to, I think, needs to go into details is where he got the source from. But because, I mean, it's quite unfair to label as a government, a Somali government, who's building institutions, who's doing some good work in terms of, putting light into the behavior of some foreign nations in Somalia or towards the Somali people or towards the Somali sovereignty. One thing that the professor needs to understand is that this federal government of President Farmajo, it's really the first government that really highlighted to us, the Somali public, in detail, the strange behaviors of the international community, who we've always had in the back of our mind, but there wasn't any signals or proofs. But I'll go into that while we go along to the video. So let's see what the professor is saying. I mean, he straight away jumped on the bandwagon of labeling the Somali government as troublemakers, which is totally unfair to us as a nation, and to us as a public, and to our government as well. But let's see what he says.
A few weeks ago, the Kenyan government asked the international community to investigate the reports that were circulating in international media with concrete evidence that money was being channeled through so many sources, including those from Qatar, Turkey, and some other countries, Norway, and so on, that were trying to kill the peace that we are trying to build in Somalia.
Now, what the professor is doing is he's making himself and his country look good and as the savior, as the messiah of that is really needed by the Somali people. And he's accusing our national intelligence of which he says is sources that they're mingling with terrorist organizations or they're funding terrorist organizations. Now, in the social world, I think there's a saying that innocent until proven guilty, and the professor straight away he jumps into that he has sources, but he doesn't have evidence that this occurred or this happened. So I think we can all truly examine the route that this documentary or this interview or this diplomatic leaks that they call it, where it's going to head to. I think we already know where it's going to, but let's see what they say.
The Somalia crisis dates back in 1991, when Ziad Barre was toppled. The Americans came and did a half job, left it in our hands for us to solve. We have tried our level best. The nationals of Uganda, Burundi, Kenya, Djibouti, Ethiopia have all perished in Somalia.
Professor, you have to realize, it's true that the sacrifice is done by our African brothers is totally welcomed, and we as a Somali people truly understand and really see the vision of the African Union. But the professor also needs to understand that I think this is a way of Africa contributing back to Somalia, because Somalia yesterday supported and contributed into the freedom of many countries around Africa. And we also was the committee, we was the head of the committee of which stopped the war between Tanzania and Uganda back in the 70s. So what the African Union is doing, it's really paying back the support by the Somali people almost 30 or 40 years ago. So I think we like I said, we understand and we totally appreciate, we totally love the support of our African brothers and sisters and their sacrifices in Somalia. But we shouldn't see it as we sacrifice for you and so we have the gun to your head so you can do this and you have to do that for us. I think that's totally unfair. But from the energy of the professor, this is where it's going, and as we can all see. But let's watch the video some more.
They have perished in the sense to bring up a better Somalia. A better Somalia for the people of Somalia, the best generation that will come. But these efforts are being hampered by President Farmajo, Mohamed Farmajo, who himself has turned on AMISOM and turned on the Kenyan troops. And
I'm sorry to say, Professor, that's totally false claim. The president did not turn on the Kenyan people or the Kenyan government. What the president realized was the ability by Kenya to destabilize the Somali sovereignty. And I think there's a huge difference between those two. When you say that the president is hampering this, the president is not hampering nothing, but he saw the true actions and behaviors of the international community towards the Somali people. And one thing that the professor needs to realize is President Farmajo is the only president who literally beamed the light on the corruption, on the corruption of the international community and international partners inside Somalia. This was a conspiracy to us as a Somali people over the years, but President Farmajo, credit to him, he's really shined light on how the international community is actually dividing the Somali people. And I'm sorry, Professor, but this is the reality in Somalia. You just have to accept it. Let's see what he says some more.
They made them enemies. The shooting down of a plane yesterday, a Kenyan plane that was carrying medical equipment, is a climax of all the activities, underground activities that have been conducted, supplied, equipped.
This plane was, for your information, Professor, this plane was actually shot down by, strong sources indicate that it was by the Ethiopian troops. But then again, it's ironic how Kenya is looking to scapegoat Somalia for this, when in fact they have all the evidence that it was the Ethiopians that did this, but they're not talking to the Ethiopians, they're talking to us Somalis, which is a bit shame, but let's keep going.
Logistically, by the government of Somalia. It is sad, therefore, for a government that we went to help, where we have lost human resources, material resources, we have lost very many people in our places, injured, killed because of the fight in Somalia. Ugandans and the Kenyans have paid a very high price for this type of...
Now, notice how the professor is talking about how the tone of language and the way he's expressing himself. I think what the professor, if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, I could be wrong, but from the energy that I'm getting from the professor is that he's actually telling the Somali people and the Somali government, you know, our people died for you guys, so you must do what we want and how we want Somalia to be built, which is never possible. Let's keep going anyways.
Liberation, to liberate Somalia from the hands of the terrorist organizations that are still in that country. It is surprising, therefore, to hear that the same government that we are helping has become a puppet government, supplied by Qatar and Turkey, importing the Middle East.
Usually when I hear news like this, I swear to God, I see it as a TMZ type of news. And usually I just turn it off, but I really wanted to highlight this video so much because, I mean, it was only updated 22 hours ago via live streamline. And all the panelists, like I said, were Kenyans or other African nations. But and they're talking about Somalia, where they had not one ethnically Somali who understand the Somali context present in the panel, which is very unfortunate.
Type of operations into the region. This region goes on. And it is bringing quite a lot of difficulties for the people of the region. As I said, the shooting down of the plane that was carrying medical equipment to help the people.
Exclaimer, the shooting of the plane was not shot down by Somali troops at all. They were not near the plane. They did not have any communication or any sort of linkage towards the shooting down of the plane. The plane was shot down by the Ethiopian troops, and this is all over the news. But again, what the professor is doing is he's jumping from the Ethiopians to and blaming it on the Somali people, which again is very unfortunate. But the professor needs to also acknowledge that Somalis will not be kept quiet and will not be blamed for everything. There are young Somalis who are standing up for the country and who are willing to defend our country from all the media hearsays, It's like everybody's talking above us, but they're not talking to us directly, which is very unfortunate. So let's keep going anyways.
People of Somalia who are dying at huge numbers and are reported very badly by the government in Mogadishu is a sign that there is some conspiracy between the militants who are government sponsored with those who are guarding in Baritera.
Again, that's a hearsay, no evidence at all whatsoever.
The situation remains tense. We therefore leave it to the international community, to the African Union, to peace well-wishers, to find out.
You see, he did not say we also leave it to the Somali people. He's talking about the Somali people. And this is the biggest problem we have from the international community or our international partners. You are talking about a people, but you're not talking to them, you're talking to other people, which is totally confusing, especially from a professor. I mean, come on, let's keep going anyways.
The link and the thread, the Qataris, the Turkish, the United Arab Emirates, the Norwegians, what role are they playing in destabilizing Somalia? We thank the troops on the ground, the Uganda People's Defense Forces.
Again, this idea of African solidarity, have we all realized that Somalis are always exempt from this? I don't know, this is for another debate, but this is something that I've started to notice. When African Union talk about Africa, they sideline the Somalis, and which we'll talk about that in another video, but let's keep going on this one.
The Kenya Defense Forces in Kismayo, who have kept peace despite the provocations of the government in Mogadishu. We like to take this opportunity as a Pan-African organization and organizations in Africa to call upon President Faramiju to stop these war-like activities against the same people, allies who came to...
Exclaimer, President Farmaajo has the full backing of every single Somali, whether he's opposition, whether he's not opposition, to basically tell the international community to respect our sovereignty. It's very simple, Professor. What we don't understand is your support. There's so many hidden layers within that support to the Somali people. It's like we have to control you. And I'm sorry, Professor, but history proves that Somali people cannot be controlled. Somali people are free human beings, and trust me, you will only get confused trying to control the Somali people, because it's not going to work. President Farmaajo has the full backing of the Somali people in terms of highlighting the interferences and the double dealings by the international community. He's actually exposing the international community, and I'm afraid Kenya also comes under the umbrella of the international community. But anyways, let's keep going.
Liberate Somalia from the hands of terrorist groups that keep on coming and multiplying in Somalia. This is the double-edged sword of the Somali government.
You see, he's accused our president of being double-edged sword, which means that he's also working with the terrorist organizations. Professor, I think you need to get yourself a good lawyer, because I highly recommend our Somali government to sue you for defamation of character, because I would have sued your ass anyways. Anyways, let's keep going.
They work both sides, they cut both sides. If we are wrong, the world will see. Thank you.
So what will happen if you are wrong then, Professor? Alright, let's skip this a bit.
Beautiful platform of Bankline Africa Television broadcasting across the world from the Republic of Kenya in Nairobi. On this show, Diplomatic Leaks. Diplomatic Leaks show is simple. We go behind the diplomatic enemy lines, find out what the diplomats think about certain things. Peace.
And this is exactly what we're going to do to your show, the Diplomatic League. We will look at your show and we're going to scrutinize the show because, like I said, accusations can take place all over. But if you don't have strong evidence, then I'm sorry, what you're doing is called fake news. So let's keep going anyways. So listen to the professor.
War, conflict, elections in Malawi. What is the system saying? Who stole the medicine in Wuhan? Who planted the air we are breathing? How many factories are in Wuhan that are manufacturing? What? Why are people interested in giving us vaccines that we don't want to take vaccines? What is the problem? Who is behind this? This show brings everything to that round table.
You see, well, one thing what COVID-19 done to the world is that, you know, when everybody was in self-quarantine or in self-isolation, you know, the devil started whispering to every single one of us ears and told us all sorts of information. I think the devil works best when people are alone, and I think the devil has worked his ass off for the last 2-3 months when people were in self-isolation. Because what the professor is talking about, it's something else really. But the whole idea of this video is to highlight how people are out there talking about the Somali people but not talking to the Somali people, which creates a whole misunderstanding. But let's keep going anyways.
This morning, our round table is full of tables. And more people want to join. Dr. Jaja from Karatum. I've seen him calling. I think we shall join him shortly so that we fill the table. This is a flagship show of Punchline Africa TV. We look at security, insecurity. What causes insecurity in our region, in the country, in the region, in Africa, in the world? Is Iran able? Can Iran issue a warrant to arrest Trump? Isn't it impossible? Where will you get that energy? But this time, this morning, isn't it time for Somalia to build good relationship between Somalia and its neighbors?
Well, the neighbors need to respect the Somali people and they need to respect the Somali sovereignty. They need to get out of our hands. They need to stop meddling with our government affairs. They need to stop all this fake news all over the media, just like you, Professor. The day that the Somali people realize that the African people are true friends, then obviously we can build relations. But from what we're getting is that the African Union are actually double dealing us. But let's keep going and we'll see what happens.
Don't you think we have wasted a lot of time bickering? Is Somalia heading somewhere else? Are they listening to some masters out of the Red Sea across the bridge, the Gulf? Do they listen to us?
Notice that. Do they listen to us? Do they listen to us? Do they listen to us? Who is us? Are Somalis part of the African Union? This professor is actually... Okay, let's keep going anyways.
Is Turkey a cleaning man? He's cleaned Libya now. We can't even talk about it. Everybody in Libya is washing hands off. Yesterday, France washed hands off General Khalifa Haftar. You know a warrant is coming. When France does that, after you have been put in trouble, they tell ICC to issue a warrant of arrest. I told you, that where Matanga disagrees, you know there is a warrant coming. I told you I don't like warrant. That Khalifani. You know that is the word in our place, local language. Khalifani. Khalifa. Mukta.
Haftar.
This is the guy who was Khalifa who?
Haftar.
Look, he's talking about a situation in Libya with General Haftar, and everybody can understand the whole context if you've been watching the news lately. And then he got the name wrong. Look, these are silly mistakes to do, and to be honest, silly mistakes and the emotions of the professor. This is all. This is all picturing the idea that the professor may have been, you know, I don't want to accuse him of anything, but because he's already accused my government, but I'm not looking to do the same that he does. But there's something, the professor is not really stable that morning or that afternoon. Since it's 12:30. Maybe 2-3 pints, who knows? Let's keep going anyways.
He's killed so many people. And he's killing people on an American passport. He has an American passport. So he has to, the first American we are taking down the road to The Hague is that one. Another American is in Somalia, Mogadishu. Is creating chaos.
Xelema, the president of Mohamed Abdullahi Farmaajo actually gave back his American passport, and he rather opted to go for his Somali passport, which, professor, I don't think he's been updated on. Please note, professor, that the president Mohamed Abdullahi Farmaajo already has gave back his American citizenship, and he's only now a Somali citizen. But let's keep going anyways.
Instead of building bridges, he's breaking the bridges. My panel this morning is to surrender them to the public for scrutiny. Professor Gerard Onyari, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dr. Masanga. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, sorry. Major, retired Mijiwe, good morning. Oh, good afternoon. I'm sorry, I was speaking of the usual time we start, because
maybe a couple of pints, like I said.
Of this program, yes.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Matanga, and my fellow panelists, Miriam, Professor Jared, and Dr. Daniel. I'm here and ready, willing, and able to digress this.
Daniel, good morning. You have been here. Good afternoon. Now.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Matanga, Major Retired Mbijiwe, Professor Jared Onyari, and Miriam, and our esteemed viewers across the country, African continent, and the rest of the globe. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Miriam. That is the panel.
That's the panel. Not one Somali is in the panel. And it seems like, you know, it seems like you are sidelining the Somalis, and you're talking about them, but you're not talking to them, or you're not allowing them to talk, which this whole show stinks, but let's keep going anyways.
Including yourself and myself. But before I surrender the powers for interrogation, I want to say several things have happened in Somalia. Several guys have been killed. Terrorists, the financing ring, the one that takes money from Asmara, Eritrea, was killed. Nobody is mentioning it because it would blow the identity of the people in Somalia who work with Al-Shabaab. You are aware there are two people, prominent Al-Shabaab guys, who have been killed of late. We want to thank the Kenyan forces, the AMISOM, and the other forces that have encouraged the Somali National Army to slaughter some of these guys like that. But nobody, what has choked me is that the media anywhere in Kenya has not mentioned it. And the people, maybe they have not picked it. The world, but we have picked it. The killing is significant. Why? For us, we said there was money being transferred. If you can bring that web, the production team, the transfer of money from Qatar, changed hands, delivered it through here, cleaned, and sent to Al-Shabaab. That was the man behind the transfers of money. May God help his journey until we meet. Several of them, commanders, have been hit. Is Somalia part of? Why are they quiet? Why didn't they come out to announce as usual to tell us we have now done this? Doesn't it raise eyebrows to you, the panel, that they keep quiet after a big slaughter of an Al-Shabaab financier, accountant, and the one who collects money from Asmara and Qatar? Where? Intelligence sources indicate there are people who do not want the thing known to the public. Are we dealing with a double-edged problem here? I hand it over to Miriam.
All right, thank you so much. And of course, our topic of today is Somalia, the time to build a stronger relations is now. And of course, you know, Kenya and Somalia relations have escalated in the last few years, and it stems from the security concern related to the terror group Al-Shabaab, and of course, the maritime border dispute between the two states. The terror group is continuously launching attacks along the border on the Kenya military posts and on civilians in the area. And of course, the latest report there, as Doctor has mentioned, but also there's also another news from Somalia itself, where another top Al-Shabaab commander surrendered to the Somalia National Army on Thursday in the southern Somalia state-owned Sona reported, adding to an ever-growing number of the militants who are renouncing the extremism ideology in Somalia. So I don't know, Dr. Judging and looking at the rest of the panelists, the relationship that Somalia has been having with Kenya, and of course the reports that you're getting in there from Somalia, and the killing of that Al-Shabaab leader there in Somalia and another one surrendering to the Somali government there. First of all, can Somalia government really trust these people who are now front and center fighting the government in Somalia, but now are coming in to join the government, or working to work with the government rather? Can Somalia really trust that before we can even come in and see?
Can Somalia be really trusted? Who are you to say that, madam? What you did was just totally disrespectful to the Somali public, to the Somali people, to the Somali name, to the Somali identity. And we're not going to allow that to happen. I think diplomatic leaks should be, I am going to really advise the Somali government to seek legal issues against diplomatic leaks, because what diplomatic leaks is doing is they're feeding fake news to their viewers. They are tarnishing the Somali name, the identity. They're not only tarnishing the Somali government, because what she said is the Somalia, can Somalia be trusted? So that means every single Somali will be involved here. And notice she did not say the federal government of Somalia or the current administration, however way she's trying to accuse or whoever she's trying to accuse, but she literally said the Somali people. Now, that I think it's totally unacceptable. Should not be welcomed by any Somali who traces the identity to the Somali ethnicity. And I think somebody like Punchline Africa, we need to pay attention to these so-called shows or TVs that are getting viewers who are looking to program their viewers into a certain ideology. And I think it's very unfair what she mentioned, but like I said, I think there needs to be legal issues needs to be looked at here. Now let's keep going anyways.
The relationship and how perhaps you can build a relationship between Kenya and Somalia.
Miriam, how do you trust your own people? How do you fail to trust your own people? They know them. And I think my experts on this panel will agree that they are known. Somali government knows Al-Shabaab. They know their commanders. They are meeting in a hotel in Doha. As I speak now, the meeting has been going on for 1 month under the COVID cover. For me, I tell what I know. Yet Kenyans say I did not tell them.
But you need evidence.
The moment America refused to recognize and gazette Al-Shabaab as a terrorist group, it brought us the everlasting mayhem.
But no, what you wanted as a Kenyan government was to label Al-Shabaab as a terrorist organization and to not only do that, but to also starve the people who are within the Al-Shabaab proximity areas, controlled areas, because there are so many famine that happen and so many people are actually, impacted by this. But what the professor is doing is that he's saying, you know what, we don't care if there's humans that are living there, shut down everything and let them all die. If they're Al-Shabaab, if they're the community, if they're the public, children, women, men, let everybody die. And this is exactly what the professor is saying, which is very unfortunate to see a human saying that another human should die because you know he's controlled by a power who's evil and but at the same time a power who is the professor is basically saying, you know what, we don't care who lives there, we don't care, and America should say, you know what, nobody can access these zones. Whoever does will be sponsoring terrorism, but that's not logical. To be fair, for example, in Syria, where we see, free Syrian armies and terrorist controlled areas, where humanitarian aid is still being reached because there's people that live under those circumstances who need support. And the professor is saying, you know what, let them all die, and which is very unfortunate coming from 50-plus, 60-plus year old man who is not really bothered by humanitarian at all. But let's keep going anyways.
That we shall see on our streets today, tomorrow, and another time. It is upon us. It's upon us, it's upon the Kenyan government. Now that the Kenyan government is on the United Nations Security Council to fight to make sure that Al-Shabaab is gazetted. So when you ask me a question as to whether these people are friends, they have resigned, they have surrendered, these are people, they know each other. Who is in government? Who is in government in Mogadishu? One of the members of the government in Mogadishu is Dr. Zakaria Abdi. He's in government. He was a leader of the Al-Shabaab group that is disturbing us today. Umeona hiyo? Nyenye mnagopa kusema hiki.
There goes the liquor.
The group disturbing Kenya and Uganda is headed by one who is in government today in Mogadishu.
Right, you know, this video is more than an hour, 40 minutes long. I'm going to provide you guys with the link underneath. And I also would recommend that, you know, everybody looks into this video and gives their own review and forces themselves to join the panel and to actually give another point of perspective or another point of view, because really and truly, yes, Somalia is facing a difficult task. Somalia is facing terrorism problems. But what the professor and his panel are doing is to label every single Somali as a terrorist, and we cannot allow that. That's totally wrong. That's racist. That's something that cannot be accepted, especially from a professor who seems like a middle-aged man who has a lot of experience, who should know about Pan-Africanism, who should know about supporting solidarity. But what I can see here is that his professor is taking the route of the political direction, whether he's doing a political party, whether he's doing a political campaign. But I don't think This will be the last time we will see this professor. I think this professor may end up being called into the Kenyan government and be given a ministerial role or something. But the whole concept that I got from this video is that it's a campaign to buy into the Kenyan communities. Who you know, it's unfortunate because I think if not first, the second highest ethnic clan is the Somali people. So we shall see. But please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and I should get back to you guys all. Thank you very much for watching the video, and I hope we can learn a lot of things about what's going on around the world towards the Somali people. Thank you very much.